I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. See, everyone's got talents. It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I am not going to lie to all of you folks, but there is a ridiculous amount of coffee and sugar in my system right now. So
look out!
Wow.
Yeah. So the idea that I can go, yeah, that's going to happen.
Let's go inside the mind of BJ Shea.
Oh, yeah. Sarah's already wrangled me, and she's like, how many cupcakes are you having? You know what happens to you. So, Michael Jordan, how rich is Michael Jordan? That is, you know, I don't know what his net worth is, and even if you go online, we never can trust those numbers.
No, they're either so over the top more than what they are, or they're actually under the amount. They're never exact.
I will tell you this. He obviously is super rich because this story says that Michael Jordan once had a chance to make $100 million for not much more than 2 hours of work, and he turned it down. What does that say about this guy? Either he's got enough money, and maybe he doesn't have $100 million, and therefore at the time of his life, he didn't care. He's like, I got enough money. Whatever I have is fine. I don't need to go do this.
But for 2 hours.
I know. Steve, I'm with you. For 2 hours, I'd endure almost anything. Because that's $100 million.
I mean, you could pretty much do whatever you want to me for 2 hours if I'm going to leave with $100 million in my hand.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I really feel like...
I'd say no to.
They say that there's not much worse pain than going through childbirth. And, you know, half the country does that all the time when
right.
you think about it. So for $100 million, I think I'd go through childbirth, whatever that pain is.
Yeah.
You know, for that 2 hours of agony, whatever you could do, torture me. I mean, would you go through like torture like you see on all the shows when they want to get info out of you?
I mean, there's a lot of what ifs I'd have to throw out.
That's $100 million,
right,
though.
Like, I like to leave with all my body parts.
Yeah, you don't
lose
anything.
Maybe not my pinkies.
Oh, all right. You sacrifice your pinkies for $100
million. Yes.
Okay, I think that's hardcore.
Pinkies or pinky toes.
Pinkies or pinky toes.
Yeah. Not all of them, just one.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. $100 million, you wouldn't give me both pinkies?
No.
Oh,
you gotta have a line, man.
All right, $200 million with you. That's double.
I give you one pinky, one pinky toe.
All right, we are negotiating. Okay. His agent says this again. We're talking about Michael Jordan, who turned down a two-hour gig that would have basically paid him $100 million.
If I'm his agent, I'm thinking I'm the greatest agent ever. I'm about to present to you the easiest way ever to make $100 million.
And here's what his agent said: all he had to do. He said all he had to do. I told Michael, all you got to do is, other than give your name and give your likeness, all you got to do is just make 1 2-hour appearance to announce the deal, and he turned it down.
What was the deal, I wonder?
I wonder what it is. I mean, you're right. What Because if he doesn't have to do his name or his likeness, then it doesn't matter at that point. Because that's what it looks like, you're endorsing something if your name and likeness is on something.
Sure. And I would imagine that he has an image to uphold. Like, he might not want to do, like, you know, stiffy pills or something like that. Who knows?
Oh, for $100 million, I'd do stiffy pills.
I'd do all the pills.
Put my face anywhere you want. You can put it right on the top of the stiffy. I don't care. And the agent says, God bless Michael. He's been so successful. It gives him an opportunity to do whatever the hell he wants or not to do the things he doesn't want. He's very, very selective in the things he wants to be involved in.
I mean, good on him, man.
So I translate he's been so successful to meaning that he doesn't need that $100 million.
According to Forbes, his net worth is $2.1
billion. There we go.
It could have been $2.2.
Yeah, but if you have $2.1 billion, $100 million really isn't a lot.
Yeah, I guess you're not gonna. You're never gonna have to worry about paying any. Like, you worry about your bills. Your children won't have to worry about their bills. Their children won't have to worry about their bills. I mean, you're completely fine.
I figured it out because we did with Oprah's net worth. So I did do this because Oprah's net worth is about $3 billion.
Okay,
and we talked about when she gave $10 million. That was like if a person was making only had $50,000 net worth, that would be like somebody giving $150. Mm-hmm. So for Michael Jordan, it would be like, you know, just double times that times 10 because it's $100 million. So he basically just turned down $1,500. So if you have $50,000 lying around, mm-hmm. and somebody offered you $1,500 to do something for 2 hours you didn't want to do,
I'd do it.
You would? I think I would look at that $50,000 and go, no, I'm good. I got $50,000. I don't need that $1,500 to do something I don't want to do. That's pretty much what it's like for Michael Jordan, which is crazy to think $100 million could be like $1,500 to somebody that's got $50,000 just sitting
over there.
It's
insane, dude.
That's just nuts.
I might even give it my pinky for $1,500 for all I know.
I am, you know what? I think I could collect money to make that happen. Are you
probably,
sure?
No.
Who's in it? I'm out. Come on. I mean, Yeah. So Michael Jordan, good for him, turning down a 2-hour gig that would have paid him $100 million.
How about, like, this is the year of this last couple months, man. It's all about Michael Jordan with that Last Dance documentary doing as well as it's doing. People are just talking about him again.
Well, it makes sense. The ESPN documentary, arguably, Michael Jordan is one of the greatest athletes ever. Because, I mean, when you think of other sports, has anybody been really the GOAT? You could say Tom Brady, but even then, I think Michael Jordan eclipses Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, there's still people out there that don't know anything about Tom Brady, but I feel like when Michael Jordan was at his prime, everybody knew about Michael Jordan. Even if you weren't a basketball fan, even if you weren't a sports fan, and even in that documentary, I think it was Patrick Wilbon, we talked about how he said it was Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, and there was one other out, Babe Ruth. And they're the only, in his eyes, those are like the three biggest athletes ever.
And I'm going to say, as far as quality of athlete goes, and I'm a baseball fan, I think Babe Ruth should not be on that list as far as a quality of athlete because of the way the game was so tainted back then.
Sure, but I mean, at the end of the day, whatever it was like, his name is iconic.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, and again, I think Michael Jordan earned it. I think Michael Jordan literally went out there and was the best basketball player of that time. Mm-hmm. There was nobody that could have been better than him. There were no restrictions. Like, you know, in Babe Ruth's time, there were restrictions that kept players that might have been better than him. Whereas Michael Jordan didn't have any of that. So that's why I think he truly is the GOAT. I don't know. Joe, would you say that? I don't know basketball well enough. Is he still considered the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan? Okay. And I look at baseball, and because of what I said, I don't think – you're right. For popularity, no doubt about it, Babe Ruth is up there. But for quality of player, I think Michael Jordan eclipses that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at hockey. What do you think? Where would you put him with Wayne Gretzky?
It's a tough one because, I mean, hockey's not as big of a sport. So I understand. Like, if we were in Canada right now doing this show, I think Wayne Gretzky would be right there with Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just, Wayne Gretzky's, oh, man, that's a tough.
I look at quality of athlete. I see what you mean by popularity, but I'm like the greatest player of a sport.
No, there's no question Wayne Gretzky should be right there with Michael Jordan in my eyes. But I'm biased. I'm a hockey fan.
I'm 100% with you, dude. I mean, I didn't watch hockey as much as you did, but man, when he was on the ice, it was completely like, who the hell is this?
My buddy Drew and I were just talking. They're showing old games on television because they have nothing else to show. And he was like, man, I've just been watching some games from like the 90s, like during the heyday of Wayne Gretzky's career. And it's almost impossible to watch nowadays. We've gotten so spoiled because they've eliminated so much of the hooking and the clutching and the grabbing and the things that slowed down the sport. It was a lot slower. And we used to think it was a fast-paced game back then. But compared to now, it's nothing like it was because players had the ability to grab people and hold players. And we were just talking about, I'm like, if Wayne Gretzky was at his prime nowadays with the way that the league is and the way that, like, you know, it's definitely a more scorers-friendly even though there's not a ton of goals being scored because the goaltending is insane, but like the players get a little bit more breathing room than it used to be. I don't even know what it would be like with Wayne Gretzky playing in these days. I
think meaning it would be better or worse for him?
Better.
Oh, wow.
I say better, but the goaltending wasn't as good as it. Goaltending now is way better than it was back then.
You know,
then.
That's an interesting point.
So yeah. Also, then there's that flip side. So maybe goal scoring wise and points wise, he might not have had the same production, but I feel like it would have been a lot more fun to watch him because he would have had a lot more freedom.
Damn, I can only imagine what it would have been like if he had all that freedom.
But yeah, Gretzky's just insane. Like one person says, Wayne Gretzky, even if you didn't watch hockey, you knew the name Wayne Gretzky. Another person, I know nothing about hockey, but I know Gretzky. I'd put him on the top of that list as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough with football because the careers are so shortened, the quarterback tends to get more love because he can last longer than a lot of players because of just every other position where people are good. They just don't last as long. It's just how it is. You know, I mean, you could take a look at the defensive side of the ball, and there's a lot of great players that have come along, but they just don't stay around as long as quarterbacks.
Like 6 seasons.
Yeah.
And that's a great career as a guy that's
a fantastic career.
A physical spot like that. But like you said, like, yeah, quarterback, you go 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a tough comparison where like a basketball player, they've got, you know, they can play both sides of the ball and, you know, so same thing with hockey. You play both sides of the puck a lot of times. Granted, there are guys that are defensemen, but even there are some defensemen that, you know, still went off. They were known for being great scorers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then there's players that played offense that were really more defensive minded.
Yeah. So it's still.
Someone said Tiger Woods should be on this list. He changed golf forever.
You know what hurt? And here's the thing. If you talk about popularity contests, Tiger's activities kind of hurt him in that respect. Same thing. I mean, look, O.J. Simpson, I think you would have put him up as a GOAT.
He wouldn't have just murdered people.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we put him at the top of the list.
I don't, you know, and I don't know football enough to know if O.J. Simpson still is considered the greatest running back in the NFL of all time. I don't know, but I know that nobody wants to even find out or care because of just who he's become.
So it's a Babe Ruth, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Jerry Rice, and Muhammad Ali.
Jerry Rice over Tom Brady. That's a tough one. Or even over Joe Montana, for that matter. Look, Jerry Rice is great. There's no doubt about it.
So I said, Steve, you can say the same about Michael Jordan if he played in today's game for Marty and Yum. You're probably right. I'm not as big of a basketball guy as I am. When you watch this Last Dance thing, you do realize just how competitive Michael Jordan was. I mean, we all knew he was because of how dominant him and his team were. But, man, to be able to see some of that behind-the-scenes stuff, he just was all about winning.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, obsessed about winning.
Yeah. There are guys that I could look to I would throw Derek Jeter in there only because of the fact that I just knew how much his team beat my ass. I would throw Derek Jeter in there. I mean, he was really an amazing ball player, really an all around amazing ball player. I just don't know if he compares because he wasn't the big home run hitter.
So it says, I know nothing about NASCAR, but I do know the name Dick Trickle. You're right.
It's the greatest name of all time.
So it would be Gretzky, yes. Jordan, Ruth, Ali, Trickle.
Trickle.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. See, how do you say this dude's name? DJ Khaled?
Khaled!
DJ Khaled!
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Khaled!
Yeah. What I just learned, I did not know this because I don't know much about him other than he produces like massive hits and he always puts his name in the song, which I think is funny. But apparently his real name is Khaled Muhammad Khaled.
Oh, first name, last name?
His first name is also his last name.
Khaled Muhammad Khaled.
Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I have no idea what the culture is as far as if that's actually, you know, pretty like a Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones kind of thing in that culture. I have no clue.
That'd be crazy, though, if like your name was like Smith Mike Smith.
Smith Mike Smith with you. Well, Bond, James Bond. We've heard that before.
Yeah, but that's not his real name, man.
It's Bond. It's how he always says, Bond, James Bond.
But this is...
Oh, you don't like it? You don't think it's the same?
No, it's not the same.
Khaled. Muhammad Khaled.
Yeah, okay, fine. He's a superhero.
Well, actually, secret agent.
Yeah, that's
okay. It. James Bond's not a superhero. He's a secret agent.
He's super in my
eyes. That's awesome that his last name is his first name. Also.
Yeah, there's again, and then with, was it Ichiro? Like they would say that, what was it, the last name was the first name?
On his jersey.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
He had his first name on the back of his jersey as opposed to his last name.
Yeah, that's kind of cool how everybody does things a little differently.
Yeah.
Just like James Bond. I just want to do it to
You're
troll Steve.
You're just trolling him at this point, I can tell.
When do you ever get to troll Steve? He's never bothered by anything.
All right, you're fine.
Thanks, buddy.
Making my brain melt.
So back to our boy Khaled.
Khaled.
He was live on Instagram when a female fan started twerking for him.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this at all.
So like you could do calls on Instagram where it's one person and another person, so I don't know how it all works, but I know D. Ted Smith is big into the Instagram video like conferencing you could do, but you could only have two people on. So I guess he was like conferencing with some of his fans.
Oh, right.
And this one girl decided, yeah, I'm going to just show you my booty while pouring water on it.
Okay. And basically the booty shorts she has on there are see-through to the point where there's really nothing left.
Pink.
Oh, okay. I thought they were, they still look amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, they are fitting her well.
Yeah. And his reaction to this whole booty call situation, twerking?
Hi.
I have to get the water.
No, it's all love. No, I got love and everything. I was saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a family and everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I got love.
Water, though.
No, I got love. Yeah, this is fan love.
No?
Talk to me normal.
Dang.
Talk to me normal. Don't do that. I can't. I got love. Yeah. I got love. Fam. No, I can't.
Wow, he is really. Yeah, he's got his eyes closed, and she's doing. And she's dressed for success. This girl, she's hardly got a top on.
Well, maybe it was warm wherever she is.
Yeah.
In all fairness,
I have to
say,
but
he's like watching this with his family. I guess. Or like he's doing this with his like wife is there. And
yeah. Well.
Yeah, you might want to pick up on the cues, lady.
She's no too late for that.
She's like, no, I'm going to show you me twerking.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
She's a talented girl, though.
I just love all the celebrities are like, you know, commenting on it, including Michael Bay.
Oh, really? What did he have to say?
He's like, you are so funny.
Michael Bay, the movie guy?
Yeah, just, he's commenting on this.
That woman is amazing, though. I got to give her credit. that whole everything she's all about is, you know what? I wish I could be a stand-in for DJ Khaled at this point because I wouldn't have said,
You wouldn't have said no?
You keep going, girl. Look, Steve, I've been shut in for a long time. You know what I mean? That's good entertainment right
Naomi
there.
Naomi Campbell wrote, come on, woman, where is your self-respect?
Come on, woman.
Come on, woman.
I don't have a problem.
Stop pouring water on your butt.
Yeah, she needs to be a good listener. I don't have a problem with what she did, but she does need to be a good listener because there are appropriate times, and she wasn't respecting that.
Well, in all fairness, maybe she didn't have her speaker phone up loud enough.
Oh, right, so she didn't know. Yeah. But then again, what are you doing like these calls? You know the business you're in, right?
That's not fair. He thought he's going to probably have like fun interactions with his fans, not realizing one's going to just pour water on her ass.
So what is his? What the music he produces for the most part is it?
Bieber songs.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So he does everybody. All right.
Well, not girls in pink shorts.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No, he's like super pop and you know some hip hop stuff, but for the most part, the stuff that it seems like he's putting out there is like over-the-top pop music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in that case, yeah, I suppose then, yeah, he's right. This is not the time or place.
Well, he's there with his family, and he said...
See, I wouldn't do that with my family. I mean, if I'm doing like a call that's business, mm-hmm. I mean, that's business, what you're doing, hanging with the fans. I think I would have done that by myself, but you know what? Since he's in the world of pop and didn't expect this to happen, I can see why, because Jimmy Fallon has his kids on and all that.
Yeah.
So I get it. I do.
In all fairness, when we did our little group chat over the weekend, I tried to twerk for you guys, but Danny wouldn't put me on the camera.
I'm sorry. He kept saying there was technical difficulties, but I really was looking forward to that.
I was pouring water on my butt and everything.
Dude, you were doing it all, and Danny just wasn't having it. I guess, you know, he was...
I apologize to you.
Yeah. don't know if you've seen this other video making rounds of an Australian man seeing filming the moment that his wife is about to place the final piece in her 3,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, this guy sucks.
Before she can do that, he flips over the table and runs away, sending the pieces flying and undoing 3 weeks of her work.
Here we are, the moment of the 2020 lockdown in the Jake's household. Kelly's been doing this puzzle for about 3 weeks, and this is the final moment she gets to put the final piece in. But, or does she?
I mean, if we were in the news the next day that his a certain member of his body was missing, would you not be surprised?
I would
justified.
Yeah. How do you do that to your wife? I mean, look, I'm all for trolling like your significant other and giving each other a hard time. But that's like...
That's the ultimate troll, though.
That's effed up.
A lot of people are doing jigsaw puzzles, and I could see... Oh man, but you're right though. That could that you could be in big trouble. You could lose a an organ quickly.
3 weeks she was working on that.
Yeah,
I would not. I wouldn't even
3,000 pieces. That. Tough, dude. Because my wife only does the 500s, and that's tough enough for me. It's like I don't want to even go up to thousands. And she did a 3,000 piece puzzle.
Have you seen those crazy ones like the circle jigsaw puzzles that just look like those trippy kaleidoscope of colors?
Oh, that's weird.
We just ordered one, but it's not the kaleidoscope. It's the we did one in the shape of the moon.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one,
we're
too.
We're waiting for it to come.
Yeah, this one's like it's like a weird rainbowy thing of colors.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think I could do that one. That one would test my patience way too much.
Have you seen the basically the hellscape ones? They've got one that's all black and is 1,000 piece, and then they have one that's actually clear. So all of the pieces are see-through.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just... Yeah.
I don't know if
it's
I want to do that.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and you're paying to do that to yourself.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, right?
Like, this one's $35. Like,
I
kind of want to.
Do it.
Do you really? You're going to be a jigsaw puzzle guy?
Well, I say that. I get it. No, that's cool. Danny showed me the moon one. But within a couple of seconds, I won't.
No, exactly. Like, you're not going to do that.
I'll be like, you know what? I'd rather watch Dave or
it's like you playing video games.
Yeah, I last like 20 minutes and I just give up.
You just want to be part of something for 20 seconds. All right, I did it.
Yeah.
I feel like you need something that's not just the color wheel because you thought like the salmon color was red.
It is.
It's not. You have horrible color vision.
Yeah, I have horrible everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't argue with any of this.
Yeah. I mean, I should be able to figure out which thing. Well, I mean, it'll take forever, but I should be able to figure out which part goes into what.
You're not gonna do this. You know,
my wife will come home and I have scissors. I'm making my own version. Yeah. They're all squares.
Does your wife want to do this too?
She likes the color. I mean, like,
what does that have to do with puzzles?
Well, because like she'll sit on her phone with one of those apps that like she like colors like these intricate like drawings. Like she'll get really into it just to kind of keep her mind active, and I feel like that's kind of the same thing.
It's color by numbers. My grandma does that.
I don't know if there's numbers involved.
But still, my grandma does any of those coloring apps.
Yeah.
She's a grandma, too, at
heart. She ever said, have you ever seen your wife do a puzzle?
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same thing, Steve. I think coloring and puzzling
are
two
different
things.
One you can do on your phone while sitting on the couch as your husband's watching wrestling. The other one we have to actually set up on a table.
Yes, exactly.
That's a point.
And my wife likes the idea of doing it together. Danny, I guess that's the idea with you two as well. You're doing something together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and your girlfriend. I did it for a little bit, but I mean, it's like, it's nice. All right, let me help you and whatever. But I'm like, I hate puzzles.
Oh, she's way more into it than I am. She's been doing puzzles this whole time. And I just haven't really liked the one she's picked, the design she's picked.
What kind of designs has she picked?
She just gets those ones from like Hobby Lobby and Michael's where they're just like old timey storefronts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, all those fun scenes.
Boring. Yeah, she's kind of like, eh.
So those are helpful to do, though, because you can find the pieces and go, where's the bird? Oh, wait, there's a dog over by the can of tuna.
Oh, 100%.
That's why I like those, at least. At least there's a clue.
But when I saw the Earth one and the Moon one, I was like, we got to try to do these. They're 1,000 pieces. They're circular. I don't know. I like the way they look. So
yeah, I'm looking at one. It's like a 1,000-piece psychedelic trippy colorful puzzle.
Oh, I like that.
It's got like crazy mushrooms. Like, that would be fun. Like, get on acid and just spend the whole like 12 hours making it.
See, I like that because there's different shapes that you can identify and help put the puzzle together better.
Yeah.
That I like. And the colors look pretty cool, actually. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I'd want to frame this bitch.
But I know the one Danny talks about those Buffalo brand ones and stuff like that where they're just, you know, the old-timey scenes. Yeah.
So does she put them together and then she's done and just throws them away? Or what does she do after that?
No, she puts them back in. I thought she was a terrorist when she first did this. She spent a good, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks on a 2,000-piece puzzle.
2,000
yeah.
pieces?
Whoa.
She finished it, looked at it, admired it, and then took it all apart.
Did she at least take a picture of it?
No.
Whoa.
And I was like, what are you doing? And she, I was like, don't you do the like puzzle glue? And she's like, no, I we can't do, I'm going to do this again sometime. Like, why would I do that? And I was like, ah, okay, I can't even talk to you anymore. You're not. And I told her she's not allowed to take apart the moon one. I was like, we're going to frame that somewhere.
Well, see, that's the funny thing. I'm with her on that. My wife is too. It's like, yeah, once you're done, you put it put in a box.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because I
take a picture of it, throw it on Instagram. You did it
because you could get a much better picture of the moon without all the little puzzly looking pieces to it. But Danny's like, I accomplished something. I did that.
Yes.
So how do you get?
My buddy does that. He puts them all up in the garage. He's like, he glues them all together.
What do you do? Like put like a shellac on it? How do you glue it all together? Do you have to like turn it upside down?
They have puzzle glue.
Yeah, special glue for that.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And he hangs it. You don't sound like you're fascinated at all. Here's the guy that wants to get it for his wife who doesn't even do puzzles, and he's making fun of it even before he makes
you
the purchase.
The question, and then like just
and
like
and he trolls, so he trolls
right
the
afterwards.
Answer.
Yeah,
the guy that started saying, "I'm going to get this for my wife in colors." She loves puzzles because she's never done one.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.